What not to do: panic, delay, false secrecy, or solo crisis management. In reentry ministry, crisis moments can expose the chaplain's habits. If a chaplain is poorly prepared, fear may take over. If a chaplain wants to be the hero, pride may take over. If a chaplain wants to be liked, secrecy may take over. This video focuses on what not to do. First, do not panic. Panic usually makes the person feel less safe. A raised voice, frantic movements, or dramatic reactions can increase fear, shame, or defensiveness. Calm does not mean casual. Calm means steady, alert, and ready to act. Second, do not delay when danger is credible. If a person speaks of suicide, violence, overdose, abuse, exploitation, or immediate danger, the chaplain should not wait and hope it passes. Reentry ministry often includes people under intense pressure. A statement made in despair may need immediate attention. Third, do not promise false secrecy. A chaplain can protect privacy, but cannot promise absolute confidentiality when life, abuse, violence, or serious danger is involved. It is better to say, "I want to respect your privacy, but I cannot keep danger secret. I care about your life too much to pretend this is something we should hide." Fourth, do not manage a serious crisis alone. The chaplain is not a therapist, police officer, emergency responder, case manager, parole officer, or medical provider. The chaplain may be spiritually present, but spiritual presence does not cancel the need for proper help. Fifth, do not argue theology with a person in acute distress. This is not the time to debate whether their feelings are correct. It is not the time to preach at them. It is not the time to pressure them for a testimony. The first concern is safety, steadiness, and appropriate connection. Sixth, do not make promises you cannot keep. Do not say, "I will get you housing tonight," "I will make sure you don't go back," or "I will personally handle this." False promises may feel comforting for a moment, but they damage trust later. What helps is simple, truthful care. "I hear how serious this feels. I'm staying calm with you. We need to bring in the right help now. You are not alone in this moment." Crisis ministry is not about dramatic heroism. It is about humble faithfulness. The chaplain stays present, tells the truth, respects limits, and helps move the person towards safety.